Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Yep, my name is Christy Klein, Tessa's mother.
I'm Wendy Miller, Tessa's aunt.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your guys' childhood?
Well, there's six kids in our family. I'm about in the middle of the family. We grew up mostly, well, up until I was age 9, had both parents, and then our mother passed away. So after that, it was just our dad and us, and he had to work a lot. So we were kind of on our own.
Do you remember when your mom passed away? Do you have specific memories of it?
I personally do not. I just hear a lot of stories, so I've reconstructed a lot of memories out of all the stories I've heard.
Yeah, I remember. I remember the night before. So she passed away on Christmas Day. And on Christmas Eve, our older cousins were over at our house, and they were babysitting us because our dad was at the hospital. And they told me then that, you know, that your mom's probably not coming home. And I guess I never realized that she was that sick. And then she did, actually, that would have been Christmas night, because she passed away Christmas night at 8 o'clock p.m., and I didn't find out until the next morning. My dad came in and woke me up the next morning and told me.
How did the passing of your mom affect your family as a whole?
I think we all dealt with it in our own ways. After now as adults, when we talk about it, I guess we were going through similar feelings, but we didn't realize it. Like, I remember feeling like I was super alone in the world. I mean, it's when I came to the realization that everybody dies. And I, you know, I think I went through a time of depression, and, you know, and I would be embarrassed when kids at school would ask me, you know, like, are you going to go home and tell your mom? Can you ask your mom? And just little things like that kids would say. And I would just go along with them. Because I didn't want to tell people all the time that, well, I don't have a mom, you know, my mom died or whatever. So I think this, as kids, I think we all experienced something like that. But what our dad, he just got really mad for a while. He was kind of mad at the world that how could this happen to him? And he kind of shut down for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, like 25 years, at least, maybe more. I remember as a young child having the fear because I was the youngest, and now experiencing the loss of my mom, I thought everybody was going to die and leave me alone. So I remember being afraid to go to bed at night sometimes by myself because I just thought that everybody was going to, like, leave and be gone or whatever. But yeah, my dad, he was a provider, and he was very good about keeping us together with, you know, a safe place, a roof over our heads, and making sure we're fed. But emotionally, he was very, very far away. And I can remember that it wasn't until I was an adult that our dad had hooked up with his high school sweetheart that I remember hearing my dad, like, laugh and be goofy for the first time in my life. And I'd never experienced that side of him before.
Yeah. And now that you say that, I guess I did see that side of dad with mom, you know, when they would be kind of goofy and they'd play around and, you know, call each other silly names and stuff like that. But then when mom was gone, yeah, that side of dad was definitely gone.
How do you think that's affected how you guys grew up or like how you are today?
I think that she instilled a lot of her values in us, and so that has carried through, even though, like, she wasn't there to raise me. But she instilled enough of her morals and values into us that even though we may have veered off track here and there throughout our, you know, teenage years and whatnot, it's really been a strong force. Her loss has really kept us together as a family unit, and we've been really tight, despite us all kind of going in different directions.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think the other thing is that it's really made us mature faster than maybe what we would have otherwise, because we had to learn to do a lot of things on our own and just kind of take care of ourselves, cook our own meals, and kind of that all, you know, things that your mother would normally do for you. But definitely, I think it's kept our family super close. I think that was our gift. You know, if anything positive can come out of a really bad situation, that it's kept our family really close.